That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons across the forge of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched, and as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." Then the sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip.
Would you bow your heads now and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock, my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit, Lord, to have read your sacred scripture, and now to share my testimony. Amen. I want you to remember the story of Jacob in the Old Testament with me today. 20 years had passed since Jacob had fled his father's home, and he left with just the clothes on his back, a bartered birthright, a stolen blessing, and with the name Jacob, which meant at that time one who deceives or tricks. And so then in Haran, he tries to practice these same things on his father-in-law, who, remember, tricked him into marrying the wrong daughter. Are you remembering the story? Well, today, in our passage today, after 20 years, Jacob flees his father-in-law's home and takes with him this great wealth that he has gotten for himself, and his wives, and his livestock, and his children. And in fleeing his father-in-law Laban, he decides to go back home. Now, when he makes that decision to go back home, he returns to must face his brother Esau. And if you remember that Bible story, that Jacob had took big advantage of Esau and cheated him out of his birthright. And so Jacob, as he's going home, he's afraid. And he sends, we're told, messengers at different intervals to see Esau and to let Esau know that Jacob is coming, but that he is very wealthy. And Esau is coming out then with 400 men to greet Jacob. And so Jacob doesn't know what's going to happen. And so he's so discouraged that he divides his herds into two. And he sends them on and he thinks, well, if Esau slaughters this one part of my herds, at least I'll have this part of things. He prays and then he sends 5 messengers, each with a gift. And that gift was a gift of livestock, to maybe appease his brother because he doesn't know how Esau is going to react. And that's where our story begins today. Night falls, and the story begins. The next day, he will be meeting his brother. He will be going back home, facing all that he had done, all the issues that he had caused. And so, left alone in the dark, we're told he's camping by the stream. And there, we're told that Jacob, in the dark of the night, wrestled with a man till daybreak. And the Bible tells us that the man continued to wrestle him all through the night, but the man could not have power over him. But he does do one thing. He injures Jacob's hip. And the next time we hear about this, it's sunrise. And at sunrise, the man, Jacob, asks to release him of that grip and that hold. And Jacob says that before that happens, before there is a release, that he wants a blessing. And that's where we hear that this man or this person that Jacob is wrestling in says, your name no longer will be Jacob, but Israel. And Jacob gets that blessing. And I'm calling you Israel, for you have struggled with God and struggled with men and have overcome. And Jacob so desperately wants to know the man's name, but the man refuses and just goes ahead and blesses them. And then he disappears. We're told in the scripture today that Jacob called this place Peniel, which means, I saw the face of God, and yet my life was spared. We think back in the Old Testament days that seeing the face of God, people would cover their face. Moses covered his face because they believed if you see the face of God that you will perish. And here's Jacob confessing, I have seen the face of God, and I have not perished. And so limping, then he goes to rejoin his family. And Esau meets him kindly, welcoming his lost brother. Now, my brothers and sisters, what are we to make of this story today? Well, first of all, a question that I always have are, who or what is it that Jacob wrestled with in that dark? Was it fear? Was it having to deal with his personality? Was it looking for the advantage of what he could do? Was it remembering all the times he did wrong instead of right? That incident, whatever that was, that dark night of the soul that he went with, where he wrestled with what he thought was God, actually, and an angel, it was something that could injure him, but it also convinced him that he received a blessing from the Almighty. You know, I guess we can try to understand this, but confusion often comes and about the story and about the things. But I think as human beings, as people, we all know sometimes we have those dark nights of the soul. We have those times where we feel like we're wrestling with God. We have those times where we remember the things that we've done, and maybe they weren't the best things, and yet we've got to face them. And that's where we can get tripped up. And we can we hear that Jacob had all of that fear and anxiety placed on him as he faced going back home, going back to see his brother Esau. But we're told that through that struggle, he didn't succumb, but he found a blessing through the struggle. Now imagine that, knowing everything maybe that you've done right and done wrong, and really having to wrestle with it, but get a blessing from it instead of being defeated by it. That's what happened to to Jacob. That's what God, the angel spirit wrestling with him, brought about in his life. Instead of seeing this, all the bad and all the negative, Jacob was able to receive a blessing. And not only a blessing, Jacob was able to receive a new name, Israel. And think of the what happened after that, the whole new race and nation that was named after him. Brothers and sisters, as we hear this story today, Jacob wrestled even with himself and won. And so can we. You know, the book of Isaiah says this. He says, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you, each and every one of you, by name. You're mine. You are mine. And when you pass through deep waters, the waters will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you're not going to be burned, because I, the Lord, your God, am your Savior." Now, there's a choice we have with our own struggles. Do we see the struggles as things that are just painful and unwanted? Or can we find a blessing in the midst of those struggles? Those dark nights alone, where maybe we must face our past or threats to our future. But you see, we have the name of Jesus Christ. We have the name of Jacob, Israel, and all those spiritual descendants. And we have a choice. Yes, we may wrestle with ourselves. We may wrestle with God and His angels. But we have a choice, that these trials can be our blessing, and our wrestling can bring about grace, and our wrestling can bring about triumph or glory. Or we can just give up. You know, many people that walk through that dark valley and fear will say to me, "I don't know what to do with this. I feel like I'm praying and praying, and God is, and there's this struggle, and I don't know what to do." And I think that this story of Jacob kind of reminds us of this. Is, you know, if we just continue to struggle through, if we just rely on God's word and God's love and the knowledge that He sent His Son for our salvation, that we will see through this, and our wrestling will end in triumph and glory. You see, Jacob became a man who was changed and founded a nation, Israel. And we too, like Jacob, have been baptized into his death and resurrection by the victory of Jesus Christ. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, as we go forward and I move on and a new pastor comes to this church, I invite you to continue to be the people that you are in God's name, the loving people. Yes, we go through struggles, but I invite you, in the name of Jesus Christ, together to hold on and don't give up, because God will continue to bless and keep you in His care. I invite you to struggle with Jesus Christ sometimes when things don't feel right, but hold on and don't give up, because God struggles with us even with our trials and things that befall us. But if we hold on, we claim the victory of Christ, who was won for us, a salvation in a life beyond this world. We do the same thing as our father Israel did. You know, every time I've entered this church over the last year, one of the most striking things for me has been that cross. And I hope that cross never leaves this church. I hope that cross never leaves the cross room that's lit up at night. Because I do believe that God is calling us to remember our salvation, and that nothing can ever separate us from His love. Nothing can ever cause us destruction. because He is with us through all of that. I'd like to end today. I'd like to share a song with you. This is probably one of my favorite songs, but it's called If You Search With All Your Heart. If you seek me, you'll find me. And God says this, no matter what, know that the plans I have for you are not plans of evil, but welfare and a hope for a future. And as we go forth today, I ask that we remember that as we go through life, we do wrestle with God. We wrestle with angels. We wrestle with many things. But if we seek God in the midst of that, we'll find Him. And yes, sometimes we may have that injured hip. Sometimes we may have that limp for what we've been through. But sometimes that reminds us of the blessing that we received.
When you seek me, you shall find me. If you search with all your hearts, when you seek me, you shall find me. If you search with all your heart, when you seek me, you shall find me. If you search with all your heart, when you seek me, you shall find me. If you search with all your heart, for I know the plans I have for you, plans of welfare, not of evil. For I know the plans I have for you, plans of hope and the future. I will bring you out of bondage to the land I have prepared. I will bring you out of bondage. I will bring you home to me. For I know the plans I have for you, plans of welfare, not of evil. For I know the plans I have for you, plans of hope and the future. When you seek me, you shall find me. If you search with all your heart, I will bring you out of bondage. I will bring you home to I will bring you home.